Can you describe where you're living now?
I live in a 3-bedroom flat in Chatswell Road, and it's on top of a shop, and it's quite funny architecture because we live on the first and second floor, and there's a kitchen, there's now a living room. I think one of the rooms used to be the living room, and now it's my room. And then there are other 2 rooms on the second floor. But the bathroom is kind of outside, so you got in, like, stairs, upstairs, bathroom, then front door of the house, kitchen, room, 2 other rooms on the top. And then if you go through, there's, like, a roof terrace, which is our, but underneath that, there's another flat with a couple living there. And I think it all belongs to the same landlord, the houses and the shop as well. So the building has the same landlord.
Cool. So, and how did you find it? How did you find it?
Through friends. And a friend of mine lives opposite, and I was looking, I used to live in, at the point I was living in Bethnal Green, was looking for a bigger house, and he told me, I know somebody's moving out, come and check it out.
Hmm. Yeah. And was it sort of cheap around here as well? Was that kind of another reason?
Yes, it was the same price I was paying in Bethnal Green, but the house, my previous house, was great location by Bethnal Green Station, so central line and really nice, close to the park, but really, really small. Like, it was an ex-council house, so it was super compact. Again, 3 of us, living room and kitchen and everything, but like my room was, you know, single bed, single desk, and that was it. And so this situation is kind of pretty much the same money I'm paying, £400. And bills are not included, but the room is really, really big. Kind of, you know, yeah, it's really big. So I'm happy.
Was there any other reason for moving to this particular area?
Not particularly. I've always been living, I've been in London for 5 years, I'm Italian. And I'm just, you know, by coincidence, I always lived east, like northeast or south, you know. From Finsbury Park, I went out to Whitechapel, then back to Stoke Newton, then down to Bethnal Green, and then right in the middle in Clifton. And by just coincidence, I think. Well, I never looked for like a room in West London, but particularly here in Clifton, it's like, yeah, coincidence, chance.
And would you describe it as home, where you're living?
Oh God. Well, yes and not. I've been here for 2 years now, and it feels like home. At the same time, it's still a flat share, and it's, you know, it's a lovely situation with my flatmate. But I don't know. We have very different kind of schedules, so sometimes I don't see them that often, and we have separate life. Like, we don't, it's not that we're together or we have like a social life together. We share the house, we take care of it, we are in good relationship. And, but yeah, it's very independent. And so I don't know. I mean, sometimes I don't know who's in, who's out, or this kind of stuff that makes me feel not, it doesn't make me feel like home. But yeah, in a way it is, I guess, and I'm not looking, you know, for any other places at the moment. I'm happy there, and it's fine, so it feels like home, yeah. And we're in good relationship with the landlord, and we never have a problem.
Really? And he gives you a good level of kind of service and maintenance on the house?
Yeah,
and
well, every time we needed something, it just sorted out pretty much straight away. Not, I can't complain about him. And I don't know, from, you know, washing machine broke, okay, I'm gonna send my maid to fix it up, and then, well, actually, and, the, you know, the these friends came the day after, and it's like, wow, this is not fixable, and, you know, in a couple of days we had a new washing machine. So, you know, of course he's trying to bring water to his own, you know, side, but at the same time, it's fair. It's always been fair. So, again, it makes it, you know, makes everything kind of running smoothly and nicely.
And would you say that your home is adequate for your own needs?
Yes. At this point in time, yes. I can work. I have enough space at home to work and do my stuff when I need to do that. And Yeah, no, it's fine for my needs, and it will also be fine, you know, it could also be like baby friendly in a way. It's not, you know, it's in good condition, and that is everything I need, and yeah, it's adequate to my needs, definitely. The kitchen is big enough to have friends over and you know, to kind of socialize and make it really homey sort of thing, and but again at the same time, so it can be sociable and can be private at the same time, but that's depend on the dynamic with my flatmate more than on the house itself, I guess.
Yeah. And are you able to use the house to build your own things in your room, or you are able to kind of decorate or?
Yeah. We did, yeah, I can decorate it the way I wanted. The landlord decided to paint it last year, and again, he wanted to do it just, you know, for maintenance, and he came, you know, he sent people over, and we didn't have any say on the color or not. And so he did the typical kind of creamy color that goes with everything. But, you know, he never said anything about, oh, don't put, you know, painting up because you're going to have holes, or don't put shelf up. He never said anything about that. So we've always been pretty free about it.
And is that quite important to you to have that freedom?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't feel mine at all. So, you know, decoration is part of, you know, a way of making it. Well, for me, it's a way of making it mine. And, you know, it just makes it look the way I like it. And so, yeah, it is important.
Mm. And do you feel like there's a strong sense of community outside your home? In the local area?
Yeah, I guess so. And, you know, the market on the Sunday, and I don't know, also the shop, and you always run into the same people kind of thing, or see the same face, and it's always like, hey, how are you doing? Maybe you never, you know, spoke to the person, but like there's always this kind of, hey, you're right, and kind of friendly attitude. And I do find a bit of a divide in a way, like, well, now with the market, for instance, Sunday, it does change a lot. Like the people you see around, it's not the people you see during the week. And of course, maybe there is people coming just for the market, but at the same time, I don't know, you just need to walk down, you know, to Glen Road, or like towards, I don't know, down that way. And yeah, that way. And and it does change. So I do think there's a bit of a divide kind of. Well, okay, this is a stereotype, I don't mean it that way, but just to make it short, like, you know, young, white, middle class versus local.
Mm.
And it's fine in the sense there's no, like, there's no tension. I don't feel any kind of tension. I don't feel it. I don't see it as a kind of a ghetto thing.
Mm.
And but there are two different entities at play, or groups. I play in the area, to my eyes.
Mm.
And I don't know, like during the riots, I remember, you know, everything shut down quite early. And then as my room is on, you know, is the, well, my room in particular is facing Chatsworth Road and it's on top of the shop. And being around, you know, I'm a photographer, so I was around taking pictures during the day, and then I go back home and I saw, like, you know, kids around the street, like looking, just looking around. And then, and it felt like, you know, I felt the danger, like they could break in. And what am I gonna do? They could break in. My flatmates left the house. They just moved, they just went to, you know, to France or something in West London. And I was like, come on, that's quite exciting, you know, that's not that bad. But I did feel some kind of danger, and also something like, I never seen these people. You know, I never seen these people around here. So I just wonder where do they come from? You know what I mean? Kind of don't usually see it around here.
Yeah.
And I wonder why.
Yeah.
But of course they were local, you know. Of course they must be living somewhere here. I just never see them.
Yeah.
So I find that it's changing a lot. Also, you know, all the cafe places opening up, and I don't know, it's changing. And I've been here 2 years, so it's not that long. But that time, yeah, coffee places open up, and the market, and it kind of, it's changing. Less rough. In a way, not because it was rough before, but well, it's a bit more polished, kind of. I don't know, pretty nice coffee places.
Yeah.
And which I love, of course, but like it wasn't like that 2 years ago.
Yeah. And it's been quite a speedy...
Constant. Not the fast, but constant.
Yeah.
You know, the Crêperie, and now there's another coffee place down there, and then the pink one. And it's constant. Slow, but constant. And also the people I see around. I think it's still cheaper than somewhere else. Like, I don't know, maybe like Bethnal Green Area or Stoke Newton, but it's going that kind of way. I used to live off Church Street in Stoke Newton. And I see, like, you know, going that kind of way. Young, nice families and moving here because it's still nice and it's still Hackney, it's still Zone 2, whatever. But it's still cheaper than other areas. But yeah, the kind of moving direction, or like, you know, trend. Mm.
Yeah. Why did you move to London in the first place?
Oh, by mistake. I finished uni in Italy. I wanted to go abroad again and apply for one of those university project for promoting working experience abroad. So I found an internship here. I got paid by my university, and that was for 5 months. Never been in London before. 5 months went like that. They offered me a job in the company, and one thing led to the other one, and 5 years went by now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you might stay here in the long term?
Is that... I don't know. And it's a deep question. And it's home. Like, I have friends and I have work and I it's familiar now. And but still, I don't think it's my cup of tea till the end. I don't know. Maybe just because, you know, big city, and I miss kind of nature and a sort of like smaller environment. And but I do like it, and it's, you know, just need to see what happens. Mm. Work-wise, career-wise, et cetera, et cetera. Just all a question mark ongoing. So we will see.
Mm. And do you go back to Italy?
Often, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite often. Yeah. Well, again, now more often than before, but that's because of family reason. Mm-hmm. And, and from here, like, you know, Ryanair and get to Stansted, it's easy. Quick.
So have you ever had to leave a home in the past because the rent became too high, or it was sold?
No.
Or redeveloped? Okay. And
well, actually, the house in Stoke Newton, we have to move out because the landlord wanted to sell and make it was a big Victorian house, and he wanted to make it into a three flat kind of house. And but I knew that when I moved in, but that point was still my first year in, you know, my first 6 months in London. So I was supposed to go back by the time that would have happened, but then it said to stay, so we'll move out and kind of separate it. That was the only time.
Did the landlord give you a lot of notice?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we knew it. So March 2009 was, I can't remember now. And I knew it in November. I moved in November, and everybody already knew we would have moved out by March. So yeah, it was again nicely managed from the landlord point of view as well.
And would you support tighter regulation of the rental market? So, for example, a control over the price of rent?
Oh yeah, totally. It's good. I think I'm one of the lucky one. I'm not spend. You know, I think it's what I'm paying is fair, and I hear about stories of, like, you know, impossible. Like, my flatmate has his girlfriend over, and she's trying to find a place. And yesterday she went to see a house in Stoke Newton, and it was £620 for a box room with only a bed in there and bills on top. It's insane. It's total insanity. So yeah, I will support that.
Yeah. And have you noticed in other cases of the Olympics having an effect on rental prices or anyone having to move out because...
I heard about it, but I haven't lived, you know, I haven't experienced it myself. I heard about the people living in the boats, in the barges along the canal, having to, you know, their kind of license going up for, you know, over the summer because of the Olympics. So a lot of people are like going off in the boat, have a nice trip and come back in September, kind of thing. That's what I heard, but I haven't experienced it myself. And my rent was, we have a rent raise last year, but like from 360 to 400. And again, it's been 360 for what, 5 years, for what I know from the people stay living there before. So again, I sound, well, fair enough. And it's like, it's not too much and it's still cheap. Well, cheap enough, or not too expensive, so. Well, from being very cheap, it went to normal. 360 was a really good deal. And all the rooms are very big, bigger than this room. And but yeah, that's the only thing is I experienced myself. And so far, the landlord even hasn't even mentioned the Olympics, so there's nothing on the contract about it. We didn't say anything.
Have you ever tried to find a home through an estate agent?
Yes, it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And okay, then I was still living in Bethnal Green and was looking for a house with a friend of mine. So it was the two of us, and we found through an estate agent. Now I can't remember why and how we got in touch, we got involved with them. And but we found this nice flat in Mylands, and it was like new building, so it was brand new, nobody lived there before. Very nice, and just very nice, by the station kind of thing, like 5 minutes walking from Milan station. And now I can't remember now exactly what happened, but the flat we wanted wasn't ready by the date we needed it, so they offered us another flat in the same building, just a different floor. We weren't happy, but we said okay. And then something else happened again, the flat wasn't not gonna be ready. And but at that point we paid the deposit already, and I can't remember what it was, but the second turn I was like, okay, no, that's enough. I just don't want to be, you know, in a month it's two times. And imagine, like, you know, I ended in my notice in my other house, so there was all this situation going on. I said, I don't want to be involved with these people. But again, they tried to make us change, to change our mind, like, apologizing and like offering other stuff, but like, I'm gonna be involved with this one, like, you know, forever, you know, as long as I live there. And it did, you know, it felt dodgy. And but again, that, you know, once we said, okay, no, we want the money back, they send the money back full, you know, they paid us back fully. And so in the end, it was okay, just a bit of like, you know, hustle at some point. And that was the only time. Every other time, you know, I always use Gumtree, Flashshare, and all this thing for, or like, you know, word of mouth, friends.
Yeah.
So that's how it worked most of the time, actually.
Yeah. Would you say that luck's had a big part to play in finding luck, somewhere as well?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. But this case I've been completely, you know, very lucky. And I'm just thinking about the other houses. Yeah, I've always been pretty lucky. And but again, now I think I find like the kind of the perfect balance for me at this point in my life between, you know, the cost and the quality of the house and the standard of the house. While before it was always very nice but too expensive, or like cool, good for the people I was living with, like friends or something, but crap, the house in itself, just crap. And so now I feel like I found the right balance, or like a good enough balance for me at this point in my life. And and I've been lucky. Again, like a friend just said, you know, he put me in touch with the people living there. And yeah, so it's luck and patience.
Do you own any property you could live in?
No.
And do you think you might inherit property or land?
I might do in the future.
How would you imagine your ideal home?
With a big garden. And well, like not in a condo, like in a, you know, just an independent, not a villa, but just something independent. And well, in a nice, I don't know, again, like the, you know, the idea, like nice out of the city, but at the same time convenient enough, you know, not too far, so you can get back into London or whatever. And so have the benefit of, like, you know, a big city nearby. But yeah, way more in the nature than where I am at the moment. So definitely like a big garden, animals, growing veggies, naked kids running around, all of that, that kind of thing. And open sort of, like, you know, with enough space for having friends coming and staying. You know, I mean, I'm Italian, I lived abroad a while, and in England, in Holland, and so I've kind of friends a bit here and there. And I would love to have a place where I can just say, come anytime, you know, this place to just crash and stay as long as, like, that kind of situation. Mm. Yeah. One day.
And in Italy, do you think there's quite a strong sense of that, as in a home being a place where you invite your friends to? And
yeah, well, we're a very kind of welcoming culture, and well, the house, the home is very important. Again, you know, family is kind of, it fits perfectly, it's part of kind of the stronghold of Italian culture and tradition. So, like, for instance, you know, I'm 31, and for my parents, it's kind of, they cannot make up their head about the fact that I don't own a place yet, and I'm still sharing, and I'm not married with kids, kind of thing. So, but the house is one of the things, like, my dad has been saying, like, there's this opportunity, maybe we can buy, and like, no, I don't, you know, but that is definitely very important to have, like, it's like a stronghold. So, where, you know, you live with your family, and you can also kind of welcome people. That's at least, you know, the place where I come from. And again, I've been lucky in the, you know, my childhood had a big enough house to have, like, you know, relatives staying, you know, like friends staying over, this kind of stuff when I was a child. It's not the same for everyone, of course, and there's a whole lot of, you know, there's a whole situation going on about it in Italy as well. And but my direct experience has been positive.
And is there anything in particular you'd like to talk about that hasn't been, like, you feel that hasn't been covered from the questions I've asked?
I can't think of anything right now. I might come back before tomorrow.
Yeah.
If something comes up. And, but yeah, I can't think of anything right now.